Well, we've come to the time for the preaching of the word. And we're tremendously privileged to have Brother and Sister Weber with us. They come from Louisiana in the USA, from a town called Lafayette. Is that right? Did I say it right? Kind of right. But Lafayette in Louisiana, they're passionate church planters. They planted a church there, continue to be very passionate about planting churches. And I've just had a wonderful time of fellowship with Brother Weber after getting lost in Sydney. We were trying to go to the rocks, and I ended up going over the Harbour Bridge twice. I went over the Anzac Bridge twice, and I said, well, maybe we just have to go somewhere else. But they got a good tour, you know. That was, maybe it was God. We've had a wonderful time, and I really know that Brother Weber has a word from God for us today. So I encourage you to open up your hearts, have soft hearts for the seed of the word of God to go into your life, and let's trust God to do a mighty work in this place. I ask you to put your hands together as we welcome Pastor Weber to come and preach the word.
Are you able to do that one more time, but do it for the Lord? Would you do that? What a mighty God He is. Come on, somebody really give Him praise from the bottom of your heart. We bless you, Lord. We thank you today. What an honor it is to be here. Grab your Bibles while I'm talking here just for a moment. We're going to the book of Acts, and I ask you to stand in honor of the word of the Lord if you're able to do so. We really revere the wonderful word of God. It is a powerful book. It is a life-changing book. The Bible says to us that everything's going to fade away, but the word of God will not fade away. It'll last forever. And so I want to know what the word of God asks of me and commands of me and wants of me. For in it are the words of life. And I want to know those words. Amen. Such an honor to be with you today. I'm glad my wife has traveled with us, with me today to be here in the wonderful country of Australia. I have petted a kangaroo. And now, all is well. So that was my main goal in life, to pet a kangaroo. So we had a wonderful time. The Downs, whole Downs family, senior Downs and junior Downs, and this is some great folks. God must really love you all to give you such great leadership. Because if He didn't love you, He'd throw some lousy leaders over you, let you just suffer. But I'm so thankful that it is a representation of what God feels about you and how much He loves you to give you such great leadership as Bishop and Sister Downs and Brother and Pastor and Sister Downs and their wonderful family. I give you honor today, and to all of the ministry, the leaders in this church, and to the wonderful saints of the Most High God, and to all of our guests that have come today, I want to greet you from the land that flows with crawfish and gumbo. You have no clue what that is, but perhaps before you go to heaven, you can pass through Louisiana, wrestle an alligator, and eat some good gumbo. Well, praise God anyhow. I'm losing your amens talking about wrestling alligators, so I better get back to the word of the Lord. Acts chapter 2 is where we're looking today. Can anybody think of a better place to go on this beautiful Sunday morning than Acts chapter 2? I want to tell you what's about to happen here before we read this verse. Before we walk out of this room today, many of you who have never experienced the infilling of the Spirit of God, evidenced by speaking in other tongues, you're going to have that experience today. And many of you who it's been a long time since you have experienced that speaking in tongues and filling of the power of God, you're going to have a refreshing and a renewing today. And if you just spoke in tongues today, I think you can do it again before we leave. You know, Dwight Moody, the old ambassador of preaching in the U.S. many years ago, somebody asked him, why do you keep telling us we need to be filled with the Spirit? He said, because we leak. We leak. And every week, every day, we need to make sure we're full of the Holy Ghost. For this is God's promise that in the last days he would pour out his Spirit. Now we're going to Acts chapter 2, verse 14. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, Ye men of Judea and all that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you and hearken to my words, for these are not drunken as you suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And this is the verse that is in front of you. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh. God gave you a promise, and he gave our world a promise that in these last days he would pour out his Spirit in such magnitude that it would be greater than any other generation has ever witnessed. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to propose to you that we are in the last days. And what I'm about to share with you is going to prove that God is keeping his promise. And he will keep it here this morning in this assembly. Praise God. Lord, we thank you for your beautiful presence in this house. We're so honored to stand in your presence and to worship the King of glory, the Lord of lords. We come to you today. We believe that, Lord, your word is going to change us. We're not interested in leaving out of this room the same way we walked in. We want you to change our hearts, change our minds, change our lives, to get us closer to you, to love you and serve you with gladness. Lord, every issue in this place, every problem, every trouble, we put it under the blood. We put it under your feet of authority. And we believe you're about to pour out your Spirit in a powerful way in this place, in the name that is above every name. Somebody say, in Jesus' name. God bless you this morning. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Thank you, praise team. What a wonderful atmosphere you have created in this place through leading us in praise. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to speak to you this morning on this subject. Our world is having a Pentecost. Our world is having a Pentecost. There is nothing God wants to do more than to fill men and women with his Spirit. Amen. So in these last days, God gave us a powerful, very powerful promise. And he made a promise that more people would receive the gift of the Holy Ghost in these last days than any period in all of history. In fact, I find it kind of humorous that God would have to make a promise. You know, we say things like that. Be honest with you. Then we say something like we were not honest in other times. But God should not have to promise us anything. If God speaks, it is so. And he has given us a promise nonetheless to tell us and to assure us, because we hold on to promises and we trust promises. And he said, in the last days, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh. And as I speak, our world is seeing the greatest outpouring of the Spirit of God that it has ever witnessed. Tens of thousands of people every day are being filled with the Holy Ghost, evidenced by speaking in other tongues. Our world, ladies and gentlemen, is having a Pentecost. What God is doing today far eclipses anything that has ever happened in any other period of time on this earth. I experienced the infilling of the Holy Ghost 46 years ago when I was just 10 years of age. Back then, in many circles, speaking in tongues was thought to be of the devil. In fact, as a child riding the school bus, when my schoolmates understood that I was a Pentecostal or I went to the Apostolic Church, they began to make fun of me and call me names, and they threatened me, and many of them were very mean to me because we seemed to be the rejected stepchild of the religious world. We were weird and strange, but because nobody else was talking about
the power of the Holy Ghost. Nobody else was talking about the supernatural. Nobody else was talking about miracles. Nobody else was standing on that promise of Joel 2 and Acts chapter 2, that in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. But ladies and gentlemen, something has shifted in the spirit world. Just a few years ago, our churches across the United States and around the world began to see unprecedented growth and miracles. Where great revivals used to consist of a 10 or 12 people receiving the Holy Ghost over maybe a period of 3 or 4 or 5 services, our churches now are seeing great outpourings of the Spirit of God, where in one single services, 20 and 40 and 50 people are receiving the Holy Ghost. I was just in a service where 70-something people received the Holy Ghost, speaking in other tongues for the very first time. I want to give you a few reports from around the world in places where there were United Pentecostal churches that had a service and people received the Holy Ghost. Let me give you a few reports. Tampa, Florida, USA, 22 filled with the Holy Ghost in one service. Chicago, Illinois, USA, 26 received the Holy Ghost, speaking in other tongues. In Belgium, 10 filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in other tongues in one service. In Washington State, USA, 22 filled with the Holy Ghost in one service, speaking in that heavenly language. In Ghana, Africa, in one service, 36, this is recently, 36 received the Holy Ghost, speaking in that heavenly language as God filled them with His Spirit. In Pakistan, where they say you cannot have a powerful apostolic church because missionaries are not allowed in the country, I report to you that in one service in Pakistan, 155 men and women received the gift of the Holy Ghost, speaking in other tongues. In New York City, 44 on a Friday night at their district conference received the Holy Ghost for the very first time, speaking in other tongues. In Quebec, Canada, we were just there. 43 spoke in tongues for the very first time as God filled them with His Spirit. In the Fiji Islands, 108 filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in other tongues. Pray. I think we just need to stop and thank God. I'm a part of God's plan and a part of God's promise in the world today. You're not just coasting through and God might touch here and touch there. You're a part of the big plan. He has big plans for you. There is no telling what's going to happen in Australia and better yet, Canberra. No telling what God's going to do in your life and through you. Praise God. Lafayette, Louisiana. 111 baptized in the name of Jesus in one day. Cambodia, 480 filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in other tongues. North Carolina district, this is a part of a state in the United States. They had a number of crusades in their area, and after the crusades were over, 502 brand new men and women and children received the gift of the Holy Ghost, speaking in other tongues. In Salem, Oregon, an evangelist friend of mine says, man, you've got to hear what happened in Salem, Oregon, USA. He said, I was invited to preach a conference there, a one-night conference. There are about 12 churches in the entire area that covers would cover about a fifth of your nation, maybe. I don't know, a sixth or seventh of the size of Australia. And just 12 churches in that area. And the church has decided we're all going to come together and we're going to rent a convention center in one of the main cities in Salem. And we're going to bring as many people as we can, just these 12 churches. They had over 1,000 people show up. They bussed them in. They brought vans. They put them in all their cars. They brought every person they could who needed the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And the evangelist told me, said the worship was powerful like it was this morning. People were already feeling the presence of God. The Lord's presence filled that place, and there was an anticipation. And he began to preach, and he preached a little while, and the Holy Ghost began to fall, and people began to receive the Holy Ghost. And by the time they closed the building and the lights were off and they went home that evening, 647 men and women had been baptized with the Holy Ghost, speaking in other tongues. Let me tell you what you're a part of. You're a part of a great plan that God is unfolding right in front of us in this last day. Look at your neighbor and say, this is incredible. Bangladesh, 800 baptized with the Spirit as God pours his power into their lives and they speak in that heavenly language. Veracruz, Mexico, just about 1 year ago, 1,033 filled with the Holy Ghost speaking. Nicaragua, Central America, 2,393 filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in other tongues. And just a little over a year ago, we remember the report. My pastor was preaching, and in that one service in the Philippines, welcome, amen, those folks from the Philippines, 5,000 in one service received the gift of the Holy Ghost, speaking in that heavenly language. Ladies and gentlemen, I've come to report to you this morning that our world is having a Pentecost. Praise God. He is keeping his promise that in these last days, he said, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh. But this is much bigger than just what's happening within our churches. A reporter with the Boston Globe named Larry Tye, he published an article entitled Tongues of Fire. Now, this is not a religious publication. It's far from it. It is a secular journalist that is reporting in the Boston Globe. He says, and I quote, almost unnoticed, a religious revolution is taking place. Pentecostalism, he said, the faith defined by speaking in tongues and spiritual healing, is growing at a rate of 50,000 believers a day, faster than any other religion in the world. Praise God. That's not a religious reporter or journalist. That is a secular journalist with the Boston Globe in the USA. Mr. Ty asked the question in this article. He says, why has Pentecost grown so rapidly? And he answers his own question, and I quote, start with the energy level of the service. Worshipers almost never sit still or keep quiet. He said choir members are equally ecstatic, and the performance is a mix of jazz and rock and roll. Now, you've got to understand, this guy doesn't know Pentecost. He's never been to an apostolic Pentecostal church, and he's coming in, and he's trying to explain what he is seeing, and he doesn't know where this is coming from or what it's like, and he is telling us about it, and it's kind of humorous in a way. He said they said it's so animated that it will make the rafters shake and the worshipers dance. He said the preaching is high-pitched and personal. Thank God somebody's preaching to me and not around me. I love to be preached to. Tell me how to get better. Tell me how to get saved. Tell me how to get delivered. Tell me how to be healed. Preach to me. He says the Holy Spirit plays a more important role in a Pentecostal service than in any I have been in. And he says it's seen as a power that touches and empowers believers' lives. People reach out and ask God to be filled with the Spirit, and they expect it to happen. Praise God. If you expect it, I tell you, you're going to get it. If you expect an impartation of the Holy Ghost, if you expect the power of God to flood your life, you are going to receive something this morning. Praise God. Look at your neighbor and say, are you listening to this? Praise God. That's one of the most non-religious publications in America, the Boston Globe. Let me go to the next one, Martin Rowe, a reporter. For the London Observer, he writes, a primitive Pentecostalism is breaking out in sophisticated Anglican churches throughout Britain. He's trying to describe what you guys are like. He calls you primitive Pentecostals. I guess the new ones aren't very exciting, but thank God for the primitive ones. He said tens of thousands of British churchgoers are experiencing a wave of ecstatic spiritual activity. That sounds like a space program. Remember, they haven't experienced this. They're trying to explain to us or to others or those that read the newspaper or look at their website exactly what this is like, and he's trying to explain it. He says these British churchgoers, tens of thousands of them, are experiencing a wave of ecstatic spiritual activity of lively worship and speaking in tongues. Somebody shout amen. Amen. Pentecost, ladies and gentlemen, is sweeping our world. On foreign soil, there were so many Baptist converts going over to the apostolic Pentecostal churches and receiving the Holy Ghost speaking in other tongues that the Baptist missionaries began to check out this phenomenon. And when the Baptist missionaries began to go over to the apostolic churches to see what all the noise was about, the Baptist missionaries began to receive the Holy Ghost speaking in that heavenly language. Praise God. That is why at their national convention 2 years ago on May the 13th, the Southern Baptist Convention, the largest Protestant denomination on earth, the Southern Baptist Convention, they reversed their foundational policy against speaking in tongues. And now for the first time, the Southern Baptist Church has embraced this tongue-talking experience. When God makes a promise, praise God, you can count on it. It's going to happen. According to the International News Agency in Rome, they report that in Brazil, there's such an outpouring of the Holy Spirit with hundreds of thousands of people speaking in other tongues that the Catholic bishops have begun to welcome speaking in tongues into their masses. And the Catholic bishops themselves have now begun to be filled with the Spirit and speak in other tongues themselves. And now in their masses, they take the oil. They've been reading the book of Acts, Brother Downs, and they're taking the oil and they're anointing people and they're praying for the healing power of the name of Jesus to begin to bring healing to the people. Praise God. And people, I know you're going to find this hard to believe. I know you're going to find this hard to receive. Because we think that sometimes only what God can do in the great way happens within the apostolic walls. But in the Catholic Church masses in Brazil, people are receiving the Holy Ghost as the Mass is going on. Our world is having a Pentecost. This one might hit a little close to home with you. Justin Welby, the new Episcopal Archbishop of Canterbury, who was just appointed 2 years ago. He recently shared his testimony with the London Telegraph. Well, be said that his own personal conversion experience occurred on October 12, 1975. He said he and a friend were praying in a dorm room at college. And up until that point, he said, I vaguely assumed that there was a God, but I didn't believe and I wasn't interested at all. He explained that in the midst of the dorm room prayer meeting, he said, I felt, and I quote, a clear sense of something changing, the presence of something I had never experienced in my life. And he began to speak in a language which he did not know. He said, desperately embarrassed that this had happened. I begged my friend never to tell what happened that day. That was years ago. And he said to the London Telegraph, I must tell the world that speaking in tongues is real and they can have this gift. I think we need to stop right now. And we need to say, Lord, we love you. We're so thankful for your presence. We're so thankful for your power. We're so thankful for your promise that you would pour your spirit out into our lives, that you would fill every void, that you would heal our minds, our hearts, and our souls, and you would get us ready for an eternity with you, that you would get us ready to step on streets of gold and be with you in heaven forever. Oh, mighty God, we're so thankful. Praise God. Can I go just a little bit farther? Brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, not religion, not culture, not even communism has stopped the outpouring of God's Spirit in this earth. If somebody is hungry for God, if somebody is serious and they will get honest with the Lord today, it doesn't matter what religion you call yourself. It really doesn't matter what version of the Bible you carried into this room. If you are serious and you're hungry for God, God made you a promise in the Old Testament book of Joel chapter 2. I'll pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. Praise God. In fact, every two seconds, someone in the world is speaking in tongues for the very first time. There's another one. I wonder if you're going to be the next one. There's another one. I wonder if it's going to be you. There's another one. 50,000 a day for the very first time are speaking in that heavenly language. Over 18 million a year, and it's just going to grow because God's promise is coming to pass. We will never be in a more perfect time to experience a Pentecost than right now. God is setting up his church to receive the greatest harvest that is no longer ripening on the vine, but it is literally falling to the ground around us. We don't even have to work for it. It's like we used to. We don't even have to stretch. It's all around us right now waiting to be taken and harvested. It's falling at our feet. It's time. Just pick it up. Let me tell you, this is the best time to live for God. If you're struggling to make up your mind, if you're struggling to determine in your own life if you should live for God or not, I say this is the best time. Make up your mind today. I'll serve the Lord. I'm going to give him everything I am, everything I can. This is the best time to teach a Bible study. This is the best time. Pull that Bible study off the shelf. Dust it off. Grab somebody and teach them a Bible study. It's ripe. It's time. This is the best time. I've never taught a Bible study before. It's time to get a Bible study chart. Time to get a Bible study manual and start teaching those Bible studies. This is the best time to witness to your friends. This is the best time to witness to your family. This is the best time to answer the call to preach this gospel. This is the best time, ladies and gentlemen. Our world is having a Pentecost. in the New York Times. Again, one of the most non-religious newspapers in America. There was an article by a lady named T.M. Luhrmann, journalist. Her article is entitled, Why We Talk in Tongues. There's such an outpouring of the Holy Ghost in regions of Africa that they sent this journalist from the United States over to Africa to get a story on what is going on in Africa. And when she arrived, she made this statement, I quote, "It struck me how much people spoke in tongues, a language only God knows." Then Luhrmann changes her focus to the United States of America, and she begins to quote the Pew Research Center. She says the Pew Research Center found that 18% of Americans speak in other tongues. 18%. I know that our world's getting dark. I know that this world is rocking and reeling with spiritual unrest and political issues and moral and social problems. But my Bible describes a church that will do their greatest work during the darkest times. And my Bible describes that in the darkest of all the times this earth will have ever seen, that's when God will pour His Spirit out in unprecedented measures. Praise God. Amen. The New York Times is telling us that nearly one-fifth of the United States of America has experienced the powerful infilling of the Holy Ghost. Since the New York Times quoted the respected Pew Research Center, I took the liberty to go to their website, and the research that they have found amazed me. In addition to 18% of all Americans having experience speaking in other tongues, they've done studies which opens our eyes to what is happening worldwide. They reported that there's such an outpouring in the country of Brazil that 34% of the population has been filled with the Spirit, evidenced by speaking in that heavenly language. They report that 40% of the country of Guatemala, Central America, 40% have experienced speaking in other tongues as God fills them with His Spirit. They reported that 40% of the Philippines has experienced speaking in other tongues as God fills them with His Spirit. In Latin America, in Africa, in Asia, 67% of the entirety of the population has spoken in that heavenly language. Ladies and gentlemen, our world is having a Pentecost. Hallelujah! I realize that all of these are not apostolic churches, and all of these are not apostolic organizations by far. But to me, in my humble opinion, what that makes what God is doing far more of a miracle. Because do you know whom they're going to call on when they began to want to know where is this power coming from? And where is this anointing of the presence of God coming from that we feel? And what is it that we're speaking? And what about the gifts of the Spirit like we see in the Bible? I tell you, they're going to call upon the people of the name who have roots that go all the way back to that upper room on the day of Pentecost. God is setting His church up. God is setting His church up in these last days to see the greatest outpouring that any generation has ever witnessed. Ladies and gentlemen, my brothers and sisters, guests in this place, you better get ready because something of great magnitude is fixing to hit Australia. You know what excites me about those over there having 50 receive the Holy Ghost in one service, and those over there having 200 receive the Holy Ghost, and these over here having 600 receive the Holy Ghost, and these over here having 5,000. You know what excites me about that? Is because God is no respecter of persons. He's not a respecter of places. He's not a respecter of persons. If you're hungry and you believe it and you desire it, He will pour out of His Spirit upon this place. Woo! What a powerful God He is. We thought many years, how are we going to have revival in our land? And God says, it's not you that's going to have revival. It's me that's going to pour it out. You pray, you believe. He said, I'll turn the world upside down. I'll change what they think about speaking in tongues. I'll get them receptive. I'll position the world. But church, you better stay positioned so you can be ready to reap the greatest harvest. Praise God. Praise God. Our church missions group was privileged to be a part of a great crusade team in Switzerland last summer. We got to spend a wonderful 6 to 8 days, whatever it was, with the district superintendent of the German-speaking nations, Germany, Austria, Switzerland, Brother Robinette, and he's a very powerful man of faith. He was sharing with us some remarkable things that were happening in his church in Vienna, Austria. They were having a tremendous revival, a tremendous outpouring in the Muslim people in their church and in their city. In just 8 months in their church, 107 Muslims have been filled with the Holy Ghost, baptized in Jesus' name, and spoke in that heavenly language. Praise God. What a powerful thing this is that God is doing. He's jumping over religious borders, jumping over cultural walls to do what He promised He would do. One Sunday, there was a filmmaker that was passing by his church. His name is Joshua. He heard the worship inside. And so he went inside and sat down and was captivated by what was going on in this apostolic Pentecostal church. And he joined the service and he watched. He watched as they worshiped and people worshiped. And he watched as the Holy Ghost fell and Muslims and atheists and all types of people were being filled with the Spirit. And he watched as people were delivered of drug addiction and issues in their lives. He watched as people began to receive healing and the power of God touched them. And he walks up to the pastor and he says, Pastor, I am so amazed. I've never seen anything like this. And I would like to do a documentary film on what's happening in your church and how so many Muslims are being filled with the Spirit and turning to Christianity. Well, he talked to Brother Robinette about that, and Brother Robinette felt that this would be amazing. And he said, with one stipulation, and that is that before you release this film, that I would have full opportunity to say what goes into this film and what is pulled out. I want to make sure it represents us well. And so they arrived on a Sunday. And all the camera crews were set up. It looked like a Hollywood set. And they were singing and worshiping. And people were dancing like you were this morning and leaping for joy. And the Holy Ghost was moving. And the preacher preached. And the Holy Ghost fell. And people began to speak in other tongues and receive the baptism of God's Spirit in their lives. And they were getting it all on camera. And when the day was over, they said, we're going to go back and we're going to put this film together and we'll let you know when we're finished. Well, after they got the film together, they took the film to show the president of the Film Academy in Vienna. And after the president watched the film of the Pentecostal service, he said, and I quote, I have got to find these people and I've got to have this Holy Ghost. Praise God. And after Brother Robinette saw the film, He said it perfectly represented everything we stand for. And the filmmaker said that it was going to be shown at the infamous Vienna Film Festival for hundreds of thousands of people to view. That the Holy Ghost outpouring is real. Ladies and gentlemen, our world. Is having a Pentecost. There has never been a better time for you to receive the baptism of God's Spirit, the infilling of the Holy Ghost in your life than right now. I close. I want to share one more thing with you, and I'm going to help us this morning get ready for an outpouring that God is about to show in this place, a power that is going to fill the lives of every person in this place that wants it this morning. Last November, Karen and I were celebrating at a pastoral anniversary there in the northern part of our state in the U.S., and I was preaching, and I get a little excited when I preach. And sometimes I say things and I get so excited I wonder if it was the Lord or it was my excitement. And I made the statement, God is going to fill denominational pastors, non-apostolic Pentecostal, non-Pentecostal pastors in this city with the Holy Ghost speaking in other tongues, and they're going to take this truth back to their congregations, and God's going to fill the congregations with the Holy Ghost, even though they're non-Pentecostal and non-apostolic. And we finished the message, and everybody came to the front, young people, teenagers, men and women receiving the Holy Ghost. People were speaking in tongues. It filled that place. When all of a sudden, the back door swung wide open on that Sunday night, and in through the doors came a man and a woman who were nicely dressed in a suit and real classy clothes. They were dressed nice. And they walked down the front and they stood in the front and they began to pray with everybody else. Well, the pastor's attracted to them and walks over to them. And then the next thing I know, he's calling me over, and I walk up to them and they introduce themselves. And they say, I am the Nazarene pastor from down the street. My wife and I were driving by this church and God told us to stop and to come in because you folks have what we need. And we're here to get what we need. Ladies and gentlemen, God is going to pour out His Spirit in ways we never could have dreamed. Let me tell you, you can't get Canberra into this building. You think the revival God's going to have is going to be contained in here? No, no, no. Amen. It's going to be contained by nobody and nothing. But if you believe, God is going to baptize entire congregations in this city who've never heard of this Pentecostal experience. He's going to fill pastors. He's going to fill people. He's going to feel. Can I get somebody to stand with me in faith and believe? I've got a word for this great church. I typed it out. I've got it for you. I want to read it to you. Are you ready? Your husbands, your wives, your children are about to be filled with the Holy Ghost speaking in other tongues. Your parents are about to be baptized in the only saving name of Jesus. Get ready to witness your aunts, your uncles, your cousins, and your brothers and your sisters and your brother-in-laws and sister-in-laws sitting on pews around you worshiping the only one true and living God, Jesus Christ. And there are some of you who could not receive that because your families are on foreign soil. They're across oceans and around the globe. But I tell you, if you'll focus on seeing people saved here, God is going to reach around the globe and save your family. He's going to send an apostolic preacher. He's going to send somebody with apostolic truth to witness to your family because you're taking care of his business here. Where are all of our high school teenagers? Wave at me. All of our teenagers. God is about to use you mightily. I can't tell you how it's going to happen. I can't tell you the details of what is going to take place. But I've got a word for the teenagers. God is going to use your faith and your love for Him and your being filled with the Spirit to turn the lives of all of your school around. Your neighborhood friends, those in your life, some you like, some you have trouble with. God's going to fill people with the Holy Ghost. You never expected to be filled with the Spirit. You're going to turn your schools upside down. Praise God. City officials and public figures are going to seek you out, and they're going to talk. They're going to walk down these aisles and lift their hands. And the same tears of repentance that we've prayed, they're going to pray that prayer of repentance, and tears are going to flow down their face. And the power of God is going to flow through their lives, and they're going to speak in that heavenly language. Non-apostolic pastors and leaders are going to seek you out. They're going to seek you out. Members of churches that don't know this truth, that have never experienced the baptism in Jesus' name and the infilling of the Holy Ghost, are going to seek you out because you have something that they desperately need. Oh God, have your way in this place right now. Have your way in this place right now. I feel the Spirit churning right now in this house. There's no way we could possibly all get around the front of this room. We can't do it. But there's something God wants to do special in this house. Very special. Just very low. I want to make sure they hear me very well. The first thing we're going to do in this place right now is we're going to repent together. Paul said, I do this daily. Yes. He said, I've got to die daily. I repent. It keeps my spirit right. And if I'm not filled with the Spirit, it certainly makes way for God to forgive me of my sin so that I can be in position to receive His Spirit. You can't get to God unless you repent. Everything you get through in the Old Testament, even in the New Testament, and then into the New Testament church, always goes through repentance. The altar of the brazen altar in the Old Testament tabernacle, you couldn't get through the door without running into the brazen altar, because you first have to have a death. A death means you've got to give up everything and say, God, I'm going to follow you and you alone. Instead of putting things borders and making deals with God and saying, listen, God, if you will do this, I'll do. You don't make a deal with God. You just say, Lord, I give up. I surrender. Forgive me of all my sins. Cleanse my heart, my mind, my soul. Let me live for you, Lord. There's none but you. It's giving up. It's turning around. It's moving toward God and away from all the things against Him. It's repenting. You got to get there first before you move into the places where the presence of God will fill your life. So the first thing we're going to do, we're going to try this. I don't know how it's going to happen because of the room that we have. You have a church much like ours. It's filled and there's not a lot of room. But I would like our altar team, our leaders to come. And I want you to stand in the front as close to the platform as you can, facing this congregation. Would you do that, please? Our ministry team. You know who you are. You're the ministry team. If you'll come to the front, just stand as close as you can to the platform facing this congregation. We're going to try our best to pray with everybody we can, but I can promise you, we probably can't touch everybody. But I do know that has never been a roadblock for God's Spirit. He can move all the way back to the last row. If you can't get up here, He'll move all the way back to where you are. If you're hungry, He'll fill you with the Spirit. He will do it. So the first thing I want to do is I want to ask those in this room. You have never been filled with the Holy Ghost. You've never spoken in other tongues. If that is you, would you please step out into the aisle and move to the front? I want you to face these that are already here. Would you do that? If you've never had this experience before, if you've never had this experience and you want the baptism of the Holy Ghost, speaking in other tongues, as God has promised you, we're going to pray with you. God is going to do a mighty work in your life today. That's it. Come on. If you're a teenager, if you're a man, a woman, if you're a guest here, maybe you've been attending for some time, just come and I want you to face these folks that are already in the front. We all will stand at this place at one time or another in our lives where we need to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. We need the infilling and the power of the Spirit. Now, I want you to scoot as close as you can to me. Would you do that? And continue to face me. Now, if there's anyone else in this house, it has been a long time since you have experienced this Holy Ghost infilling. If it's been a long time since you have spoken in tongues and you want a refreshing, you want to be refilled with the Spirit, I'm going to ask you to come and stand behind these that are here today. If you want a refreshing, if there's anybody that wants to be refilled, renewed in the Holy Ghost. You know, I talked to somebody just a month or so ago after a service, and they said, Brother Weber, thank you for asking those of us who had not spoken in tongues in a while to come up, because it has been a long time and I desperately needed what I received this morning. Amen. This is nothing to be ashamed of. This is something to be excited about. Beautiful. Beautiful. Now, I'm going to ask you just to take a step forward. Everybody take a step forward. Thank you. Now, everybody else who wants to go to heaven, I'm going to ask you to come up and fill in as much as you can behind these. Get into the aisles. Get as close as you can. God is about to pour His Spirit out in a powerful way in this room. Please, don't begin to pray yet. Don't begin to pray with anybody yet. We're going to do something very special here. Thank you, Jesus. All right, now here's what we're going to do together. We're all going to repent together, all of us, all of us. When you can listen to the way I pray and you can say it in your own way with your own words, or you can repeat my words but with your own desire and passion and heart, and God's going to hear you. Get honest with Him right now. Get honest with God. He is doing a mighty work in these last days, and what He needs your faith, and He needs you to get honest with Him. We can hide things from everybody, but you can't hide things from God. He knows your heart, and He wants to cleanse your heart. He wants to forgive you. He wants to forgive us. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to repent, okay? So right now, if you want to lift your hands, if you want to bow your head, however you want to do it, let's pray together. Close your eyes. Let's do that. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we surrender to You. Please, Lord, forgive us for our sins. Forgive us, Lord, for things we have done that are against Your word and against Your will for us. Please, Lord, forgive us for things, God, that we've done that are displeasing to You. Forgive us, Lord, for those things that we're aware of, and even for those things that we are not aware that we've done, but yet they are displeasing and sinful. Forgive us, Lord. Please, God, we pray. Oh, Lord, with a broken heart and with a serious and honest heart, we say, God, we seek Your forgiveness. We love You and we want to serve You. We want to live for You, Lord. We want Your Spirit to impact our lives. We want Your Spirit to direct us. We want Your Spirit to lead our lives, God. Forgive us. Cleanse our hearts, our minds, our souls, as we turn to You, God, and away from this world, and away from sinful habits, and away from sinful things. Things, Lord, that we have seen with our eyes, things we've said with our mouths, things we have acted out in our lives, things we have thought, Lord, in our minds. Forgive us. Forgive us today, Jesus. Cleanse our minds, our hearts, our souls. Forgive us, Lord. I feel a sovereign move of the Holy Spirit. Okay, praise God. Praise God. Now, ladies and gentlemen, give me your attention. Give me your attention for just a moment.
Now, here's what's going to take place. And I explain this because many times guests don't know what to expect. We who have been around the church, we have learned to know what to look for and what to feel and what how to express ourselves. But we have many guests among us, I'm sure, today that we may not know what to expect and when God begins to move on us to fill us with His Spirit. So here's what it's going to be like. This is going to be very powerful. I want you to know that God has forgiven you.
Thank you, Jesus.
I don't care if you feel your family won't forgive you. That's irrelevant. I don't care if you feel friends won't forgive you. That doesn't matter. What matters is, has God forgiven you? He said if you ask forgiveness, He is faithful and just to forgive you of all of your sins. So ladies and gentlemen, if you have faith, God has forgiven you. And if you have honestly repented and you said it from your heart, He has forgiven you. There is nothing that can hold you back right now from receiving the Holy Ghost. Nothing. Nothing. Nothing but you. And so if you will expect what's about to happen, here's what's going to take place. We're about to lift our heads. We're not going to look down. We're going to lift our heads and we're going to let our voice out. And we're going to begin to praise God. Here's why you need to let your voice out. Because God's going to use your voice. And He's going to turn what you say in your language, He's going to turn that into a heavenly language. Here's what's going to happen. This happens every time. You're going to begin to think about words that you don't understand. Because that's where He goes first. He goes to the mind. Because the mind is going to direct things. He will go to your mind and begin to cause you to think words you have never said before. You have the power and the will to continue to say what you want to. Or you can submit to those things He's placed in your mind, words you do not understand. You begin to speak them out by faith. And when you begin to speak those words out by faith, it will begin to roll. The Bible says it's like a river that is undammed and begins to flow out of your soul. And so that's what's about to happen. You're going to see it. It's going to sweep over this congregation. It's going to sweep over this congregation as we begin to praise God and thank Him for forgiving us. And we tell Him how wonderful He is. There's going to be a power begins to flow through this place and you're going to hear them. People are going to begin to speak in other tongues all over this house. Praise God. Are you ready? You ready? Every time it's happened, not once has God ever failed. Not once. Every time. Here it goes. Ready? Lift your hands, lift your head, let your voice out. Come on, that's it. I already hear it. Yes, I already hear the sound of the infilling of the Spirit. Come on, that's it. Speak that.